Malchuyot begins with Aleinu Leshabeach, as we all know. And this is the grand Aleinu. Aleinu Leshabeach Ladon Hakol. Okay, can somebody do it? Do you remember it? Do you
want to do it? A little bit different.
A little bit different. There are many, many styles to do it. So do you want Bram to start?
Aleinu Leshaveyach Ladon Hakol Lateit Gedula Leotzer Bereshit Shebachar Banu Leacheren Shemo Bekervanu Lavodato Vanahnu
So we need to take it down. Aleinu. You took it a little bit too high.
Yeah,
that's why.
Too high.
Let's do it again.
Aleinu.
Yeah, all right.
Aleinu. Do it again.
Aleinu.
Is by the Lewandowski version of the Aleinu, and the Lewandowski version of Aleinu takes into consideration that there is a choir.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when there is a choir, if you don't have a choir, if you don't have a choir, the question is, what do you do? If you have a choir, it goes,
please.
If you don't require, then the question is, what do you do? Do you wait for the congregation to do Va'anachnu, to sing Va'anachnu, or you just go through it as Bram did?
But you should give them the time. It's planned by Lewandowski that it's a whole bar to give the people time to kneel and to lie.
Yeah.
And
the question is, how many people, or is it customary?
Everybody.
Only we. Because it depends on the congregation. It depends on the synagogues. There are synagogues where everybody does it. There are synagogues that only the rabbi and the cantor do it. And there are synagogues that you would have some people from the congregation do it, but others don't.
Yeah, but even the cantor and the rabbi.
Yeah, you need time. You need time to kneel and to. You need time.
But before there are some nice.
Yeah, that's where they spend some that count to 10.
There are some nice embellishments and also some motives that you hear also. I'll give you an example. You hear the Kol Nidrei a bit in that.
Okay. Now, of course, this comes from a different text.
Yeah.
And the different text is Shelo Asanu Kulu Kegoye Haratzon Velo Samanu Kemishpechot Adama.
Yeah.
And that you don't have here. You have only a shortened. Version. And the reason why you have the this melody in such a way is because of the arc. In a traditional Aleinu Leshabeach, you open the arc for the Aleinu, and you use Aleinu Leshabeach. And you close the ark. Then you open again the ark for the Va'anachnu. That was the minhag, and the reason for it was I don't know if I discussed it once. The reason for it was that first of all, there is shalom asanu kegoye aratzot. We're talking about the heathens and so on. So why should the ark be open on that? But that's even worse, and it's even worse because people used to spit on the floor when mentioning the heathens. And
remember, this is the shortened version that we have here. Yeah. There is a longer one. That's right. Two more sentences which are rather worse.
Right.
Yeah.
So the arc would be closed for that infamous spit, and reopened for the Va'anachnu Korim Mishtachavim. Now I don't know what your minhag is, but I suppose it's the ark remains open for the entire thing of the Aleinu.
Well, we will do that in the new Max when we put in the instructions. Spit here.
Here, what does it mean?
So
don't spit. Don't spit with that.
Now, Okay. Now. Let me. So the melody goes down for Shelo Asanu Kegoye Haratzot. Shelo Asanu Kegoye Haratzot. Velo Samanu Kemishpechot Adama Shelo Sam. Heinu Kaim Vegoraleinu Kechol Amonam. And then you open the ark in Va'anachnu. And it goes for it. But here you have a short version, and the question is, what do you do with it? So Bram did it in a short version. You want to do the same melody by repeating the words. Okay, there are two ways of doing it. All right, now Va'anachnu. After that, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody rises from kneeling, and you have Shehunot Teshamayim V'Yoseid Aretz U'Moshav Yekaro B'Shamayim Yimal. What happens here in the congregations? It's red.
Yes.
But read by Rabbi. Until Al Aretz Mitachat Ein Od.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we come to the juicy stuff.
And then it carries on with Al Ken.
Yeah. Then it carries on with Al Ken Nekavelecha. And the question is, what do you do for Al Ken Nekavelecha Adonai Elohim?
Read it.
Read it. What if you sang it?
You don't need that in Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you still have a few days to recuperate.
Yeah. So you have a melody for this?
All right, the melody is really Chazanut, improvised Chazanut.
Well, Well, that's what we said before. We should improvise this.
Adonai Malach,
right.
I guess,
yes, it is in the mode of Adonai Malach.
We just did for the weekday.
Right.
So now we have
To remind you the scale. It's like major, but it has some differences there.
But it's now, the sound of Hashem.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I will start an improvisation. I'll start a phrase, and somebody continue. In a very simple way. Ahal kein nekavelecha Adonai Eloheinu lirot meira b'tiferet uzecha.
Ahal gilulim min haaretz
le'avir gilulim min haaretz.
Okay. Okay. Right, okay, so you did your part. Now let's do again. And that's the way you ended. So somebody else pick up Letaken Olam B'Malchut Shaddai. Okay, good. Now, somebody else pick up Lefanecha. Nu? Nu, nu? Re'u ve'ipolu. Yitenu. Vikablu, go on. Good. Okay, Helma, you go on. Very good, very good.
Very nice,
the Melech, you did a very nice thing on the Melech al Kol Ha'aretz. So you all did very well. Very good, very good. Okay? That is not the end, because what we have the Eloheinu Velavenu Meloch al Kol Ha'olam Kulo Bichvodecha. Now this is Malchuyot. Malchuyot is kingdom, majesty, the majesty of God. And that is what fits Adonai Malach, the scale of Adonai Malach, the mode of Adonai Malach, and the mood of Adonai Malach is befitting. So, what you try to do going up there is very appropriate. What you try to do in Melech HaKolah, it's all of these attempts to embellish it were very nice. Now let's go on and do Eloheinu Velohei Avoteinu Meloch Al Kol HaOlam Kulo Bichvodecha. Okay, now somebody else to pick up. Okay, who's that? Okay, good, go Ben.
Eloheinu Eloheinu Avoteinu Meloch Al Kol HaOlam Kulo
Bichvodecha.
Okay.
You have to
call
it.
Try. Eva. Okay, very nice touch. That's very nice. Go on. Okay, that's not this side. You've not this side myself. Okay, that's fine. Now, you see that you can go on like that. Although what is needed now is a little bit more variety, and that we'll talk about it. But there is another problem that we need to face here, and that is that at the end of this bracha, you need to go into the nusach of Rosh Hashanah, which ends. Mekadesh Yisrael ve'yom hazikaron, and that is in minor.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is. There is one, you have to choose a place where you're switching from major to minor.
By Avinu Malkeinu, I think.
It's a bit late if you're in this
Malkeinu. No. It's Avinu Malkeinu or Far. I don't have this, so sorry.
The box.
A kachenu could be right. Yes, and so kachenu would be a nice place to do that. I mean, you come from nowhere into the Khatima. You have to have some kind of preparation there. You can't just jump into that Khatima.
Yeah. So if the
Mashallah
stops, how can we make the transmission?
Yes. Or we can do it like that. Ve'yavin kol yetzur ki ata yetzarto. ויאמר כל אשר נשמע באפו אדוני אלוהי ישראל מלך ומלכותו בכל משלה קדשנו במצוותיך ותן חלקנו בתורתך סבינו מטובך ושמחנו בישועתך, ותהל ליבנו לעובדך באמת, כי אתה אלוהים אמת, ודברך אמת, וקיים לעד, ברוך אתה אדוני, מלך על כל הארץ, מקדש ישראל, ויום הזיכרון. So you gradually lead into that, and you switch on Kachenu b'mitzvotecha. Fortunately, there is this kind of standard melody that many people use. Kachenu b'mitzvotecha v'tein chelkenu b'toratecha sabeinu mituvecha v'samcheinu b'shuatecha. Now, we are in a minor mode. Somebody continue. V'taher libeinu. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That it'll spoil the entire atmosphere. Okay. Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Baruch Ata Adonai. Then you have to do this formula. Baruch, oh Baruch Ata Adonai. And then Melech al kol ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. Okay? Now, you can do it in various other ways. And let's do from Kacheinu b'mitzvotecha. We'll take it a little bit higher. Kacheinu b'mitzvotecha v'tein chelkeinu b'toratecha sabeinu mituvecha v'samcheinu b'nishuvatecha. Okay, now somebody continue. And now, who did now? V'taher libeinu. Okay, Nava, bevakasha. V'taher libeinu
le'avdecha v'emet.
No, okay, now you led into it, right? Yeah? Okay? That's another way of doing it.
The Ovdecha.
The Ovdecha, yeah.
And you should do it the whole Musaf, you should do that way, begin major and minor?
No, that depends on. You do Malchuyot and Shofarot, you begin major and you end minor. Zichronot is all mostly in minor. You can do all sorts of tricks in the middle, but mostly in minor. Right. Malchuyot and Shofarot are Adonai Malach. So now let's take a text in Shofarot. Malchuyot and Shofarot are Adonai Malach. Zichronot is in minor. Shofarot, Ata Nigleta. Okay, I'll start. Ahata Nigleta, Banan Kevodecha. Okay, somebody continue. Page Okay, now it's very important to know the words here because you can do a lot of things in Malchuyot especially. You can do in Shofarot, you can do all sorts of tricks of improvisation. So if you go start Ahatanig Leita Banan Kevodecha and you continued very well. Now Alam Kochecha Ledaber Imam. Now Min Hashamayim Ishmata Kolecha. You have heard them listen to your voice from heaven. Now what does that mean from a musical point of view? You're wonderful, expressive, but you went out of the key, out of it. Right. Okay, what are you trying to express there? So explain to us.
It says all the world has fear.
Trembled from you.
From you as well. And it goes on, and
Briot Bereshit, the creatures of
creation.
Bereshit, of creation.
Yeah, fear you. So, yeah.
Okay, so, do it. Gam kol haolam kulo. Gam haolam kulo. By the way, the reason why we have the Gam kol haolam kulo is that in some prayer books it says Gam kol haolam chal mipanecha, and in other prayer books it says Gam haolam kulo chal mipanecha. Both means the same thing. Even the entire world trembled before you, and so somehow in some prayer books they thought that they couldn't leave either Kol or Kulo, and they have both of them inside. Gam Kol Haolam Kulo. So, okay, now, please, let us tremble and hear the trembling of the creatures, the dinosaurs of the creation.
Okay. Gam Kol Haolam Kulo Chal Mipanecha Uriot Bereshit Chaldun Mimeka.
Very nice.
Veigalotcha Malkeinu Al Har Sinai Lelamed Leamcha Torah Umitzvot Atashmiel.
Now be careful, you're now veering away.
Okay.
Okay.
Quite awesome, not yet.
Very good.
Shofar.
I did something like that.
Yeah. You can do Uvekol Shofar Alehem Ofata. I have to be very careful not overdo it. Yeah, going up. Yeah, on Mount Sinai.
Depends on
okay,
which one
okay.
You want. You
Michelle, your explanation very good. Now do it.
Give it a try.
Behigalotcha Malkeinu al Har Sinai.
No, but.
Very good. Go on. Very good.
And help with the hands,
The only danger if you do such a thing is that you'll remain on Mount Sinai and you will and will end up dying there because you can't go down. So you have to find a way of going down, and you did. And you went down, and it was very nice. So you can do things like that, and explain. I mean, by means of music. I mean, kind of make it sensible to them, to people. People will not always know what you're trying to do that, but they'll feel that there is something there, which is the contents of the word that you are trying to express in your music, and that's very, very important.
Yeah, there should be in Dutch to look in the translation because of how you sing.
Yeah, right. Very good. But first of all, we as cantors have the responsibility to know what it all means and how to to use our imagination to do that. Okay, fine. Now you say, you see here bekolot uvrakim, with voices. So that means with tremendous sounds.
Call, a few days ago, yes, the whole night through.
Call a kolot here means thunder. Mm-hmm. Uvrakim is lightning. Now, how are you going to express bekolot uvrakim? We heard you do kolot uvrakim. You did it one way. It was very nice. Could somebody else do bekolot uvrakim? Bekolot uvrakim, we are not lightning. Kolot is thunder. Berakim is lightning.
Kolot uvrakim.
Berakim is here with the hand.
All right. Just a minute. Let's improve on that. Oh, bekolot. Okay. Do something which will sound more like, you know, a thundering. Bekolot, and go from that. You can do an embellishment on bekolot. Don't stay there. Bekolot. Oh, do something about that.
Bekolot.
Go.
So Stoker said, boom.
Okay, now bekolot. You couldn't do if you do bekolot, and you can do a crescendo bekolot uvrakim. Alehem nikleita ubekol shofar. Alehem ofata. Okay, so you imagine the shofar. You imagine the shofar. That's the shofar done. And a truah. So you can imitate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine, very good. Now let's go on.
Let me continue.
Yeah.
I think it could also be possible to use a motive of Shavuot so that you
Shavuot. You could if your congregation will get the hint. If you think that you can trust your congregation, that we're talking about here about the Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, for which happens on Shavuot, and there is the motive of Shavuot that you can maybe insert into that. But these are things that you have to be, you have to know your congregation. If your congregation is not into that, then you spoil it. I mean, you will not do it.
You can do that with the regular Shavuot motive. I don't think the Dutch congregation know the Achdamut. I mean,
it depends on which congregation you are. If
in this country, as far as I know, nobody uses Achdamut.
No, we do.
Yes?
Lately. Second year.
You used the melody in the hollow.
Also, yeah.
But yeah, but there was no Achdamut this year in the service.
No Achdamut in the service in the
hollow. Okay, yes, but
nobody can play.
Let's not start
with. I can press, but nobody else. Because
Now, let's suppose for a minute, let's suppose for the sake of an exercise, that your congregation will get the hint about Shavuot.
Yeah.
How would you do that? Yes, of course.
You're there.
Somebody else always does it.
In a lot, my kano.
Al
house in Isla Vedlampa to how me thought.
Well, it was not very clear. It's clear. The hint was so subtle that we didn't get the. Now, if you did, for instance, Bigalot Hamalkenu, Haredu, Haredu, Mimeka, Behi. לגלות חמקנו על הסיני. If you insert that melody, then you will be able to get the congregation there to the aha, what is it? Let me see, what does it remind me of?
Okay. Where do I know that one from?
Okay. So that is a possibility, but you have to be you have to be quite blunt with the hint, so that people get to understand what it.
And on the worst house in I, yeah. On the worst house in I.
Okay.
ללמד
לעמך תורה ומצוות. ללמד לעמך תורה ומצוות. That would be enough. Okay, because you need to בדברות קודשך מלאבות אש, you have to go up to her there. If you can do the melody up to there, then it's good. Okay, so now we have another challenge again in the אלוהינו ולאבותינו תקע בשופר גדול לחירותנו, where you can start, we should start in major, and then up in minor. Again, the bracha is Baruch Adonai Shomea Kol Tuat Amo Yisrael Berachamim. That's our goal.
And on the Teruat there, can you do it Teruat?
Of course you can.
Teruat.
Baruch Adonai Shomea kol teruat Amo Yisrael Berachamim. Or
Berachamim.
Yeah. No, that you cannot do. Okay.
Good, something I can't do. You can't either.
Right, you have to start with Kiyata. In order to affect that kind of transition, then you have to do the Kiyata should be in minor already, so that you can go from there to the end smoothly.
The transition you can make in the Zikaron, that's kind of minor word.
Okay. Now, so you start. Let me start it. Eloheinu velohei avoteinu. Somebody continue. Very good. No, lecherutenu. It's my major. Lecherutenu. Karveinu.
Karveinu.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, now that's very interesting. You switched here already to minor. Go on. Go. You're doing fine. Go on. Minor. Baruch Adonai Baruch Shemo Shomea. Very nice. But one thing, Shomea kol teruat Amo Yisrael. Not Shomea kol teruat Amo Yisrael berachamim. Shomea kol teruat Amo Yisrael berachamim. Amen. Very nice. So you started the transition to minor earlier. And that's okay. That's good. Somebody else. Eloheinu velohei avoteinu teka. Okay, somebody start there. Okay, that's the way she did it. Okay, I think we finally have David sing Chazanot. Okay. I start and I want somebody to go. But how do you continue from there?
That's not my problem. What do I have? No, what do I have a cousin for?
He does it because he's out of breath.
It's your problem.
Fine, okay. Again, I start. Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu. Who wants to continue? You're ready in my So again, you started early, and you marched through that Baha'i in order to end it up in Myra.
Since you started Eloheinu already.
You could. Yeah, yes, in this case, you could do. But I want to... why did I start it in major? Because I want to do a Tekah B'Shofar Gadol in a kind of a major blast. So I would do something else. Eloheinu, Eloheinu, Avoteinu, and whatever I was doing, I would do a little bit more. I would do Teka, Beshofar Gadol Lecherut Reinu Vekorveinu Elecha לעובדך באמת ויעלה זיכרוננו לפניך לטובה ביום הזיכרון הזה כי אתה שומע כל שופר ומאזין תרועה ויין דומה לך ברוך אתה אדוני. Now I could do simply שומע כל תרועת, but I could do שומע כל תרועת עמו ישראל ברחמים. Like go around it and do it this way.
The so difference between Chazanut and Davana.
So you can do all sorts of things. It depends on your imagination, and you have to develop it little by little by just doing it. You can't, if you will not do it, you will not live. See you in 20 years, and it'll be very lovely. Now, how much time do we still have?
We have another half hour.
No.
Yes. Do
we skip forward?
No.
Yeah, we're 15 minutes late.
That's minutes because of the breaks that were too long. You didn't come back on time.
It's pursued that.
Okay.
We don't skip forward.
The Atah Zocher is in minor. Atah Zocher is in minor. And so it's easier to go from Atah Zocher to Baruch Atah Adonai Zocher HaBrit. Now I must tell you that I am a little bit surprised with the way the Machzor is edited here, because you have the Haloch VeKarata BeOznei Yerushalayim on page 149. You have it outside after the Tkiot.
Instead of before.
Yes. Instead of before. And it should have been as the second paragraph after Velo Yikalmu LaNetzach Kol HaChosim Bach and before Eloheinu VeLo'avoteinu.
Yeah, but this is the old, it's the old German original, so this wasn't even a Dutch invention. This is something they inherited.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. But I think, I hope that, you know, when a second edition comes out, that this will be moved into the Zichronot section.
We will move quite a few things.
Yeah, right.
We may even introduce the 10 verses and that kind of things again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. So that's... yeah. All right, so now we're right into Ata Zocher. We'll do it shortly. Ata Zocher is in minor. The entire thing. You see, when you're talking about Malchuyot, God's majesty, when you talk about the shofar, you want it to be in major. However, when you talk about God's mercy or God's memory or the memory that we have, these are endearing things, and therefore they go in minor. Therefore, the entire Zichronot section is in minor. You can deviate for one verse into major, but the entire Zichronot is in minor. So let me start Ata Zocher, and somebody pick up. Ata Zocher Masei Olam. Okay, somebody pick up. Courage, courage. It's in minor, you don't have to be so virile. No, you lapse into Abba Rabba. Go on. Eloheinu. No, you go. Yeah. Eloheinu velohe avoteinu. Again, you lapse into. You da 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 da. Yeah, right. So start again. Eloheinu velo.
Eloheinu
velo avoteinu.
No, veteinu.
Right. Right. No, why did you go down there? Then you went up to Mishmeik Shmeiker from the skies. Mishmeik Shmeiker, and now you have directly a
Baruch Atah Adonai Zocheh Barim.
Okay, so that's as long as you don't deviate from the scale, you can be on it and do all sorts of things in it. Let me give you first, if you go Ahakazocher Maseh Yolam Ufoked Kol Yetzureh Kedem, that you can do. Yegeh Kedem Lefat, yeah, but not go down there. La 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 la. Lefanecha niglu kol talumot ve'amon nistarot shemi bereishit ein shichecha lifnei chisei chevodecha ve'yerei nistar mineged einecha mi lo nifkar kehayom azeh. כי זכר כל היצור לפניך בא, אשרי איש שלא ישכחך, ובן אדם יתאמץ בך. קדושך לעולם לא ייכשלו ולא ייכלמו לנצח כל החוסים בך. Eloheinu ve'elohei avoteinu Zochreinu bizikron tov lefanecha Ufogdeinu bifkudat Yeshua ve'rachamim Mishmerei Shemerei kedem Baruch Ata Adonai Zocher Haberim. So you can have it in a rather simple way going into the... Yes, we can repeat words. We can... No, don't overdo it.
I said before, the rabbis wanted you to repeat the words that were written them more times.
No. So repeat the word once or so, and sometimes you want to emphasize, right? But if you start to do zocher, 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 then you are in trouble.
People will never forget it.
I must tell you a story about it. In a synagogue in Jerusalem, Yeshurun synagogue, there was a rule, and it's still, you know, observed, but with a little bit more of flexibility. There was a rule, a bylaw, written in the in the contracts of all the cantors, that no word should be repeated, that they cannot repeat any word, and they lost many cantors because of that. Cantors would not go there. So now they're more relaxed about it. I mean, occasionally repeating a word or repeating a sentence is all right, especially if you have a nice melodic, or if you want to emphasize an idea and you want to emphasize it. But not overdoing it, because then it becomes a bit of a nuisance. So you have to be very careful not to overdo repetition. Now, again, repetition in itself is not treif. But too much repetition would be very bad. Okay, so I think that we went through Malchuyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot, and we improvised a little bit, so I think it's about time to rest.